Welcome to Maseches Ma'akata and Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 2, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah says, Ein Leichim, one may not purchase Alchol Amoy Batim, homes, Avadim, servants, or Behema, or animals, Elo Letzarech Amoy, unless they're there for, they can be used for the actual Yontif itself. A person needs a place to live, a servant to attend to them, or an animal to slaughter. The halacha is that it's permissible. Oy Letzarech Amoycher, additionally, even if one doesn't need it, but if you're doing it because the seller needs it, she'ein lo mayochal. That means to say, you know the seller really doesn't have money to make yontif, and by purchasing this object, or purchasing something from him, you're giving him money so he can make yontif. In that situation, it's permissible. Says the Mishnah, ein mifanin, one may not move vessels or grain, mibayis labayis, from one home to another home that is not in the same courtyard. And Rashi explains, because that's too much of a tircha, too much of a bother. But one is permissible to move stuff from one home to another home within the same chatzah, the same courtyard. Vessels that were given to a craftsman before Yontif, either to repair them, or a person commissioned the craftsman to make a vessel for him, you're now allowed to bring them from his home. Some people say because it could be too much of a tircha by carrying it. And others say, because people that see it will say, oh, the guy probably made it, Alchol Amoed. Let's say you're concerned about them staying there, lest they be stolen or something happen to them. The halacha is you're allowed to bring them to a different courtyard where they'll be secure, but you're not allowed to bring them to your own home. Now the Gemara explains over here, the Gemara says that we're talking about a situation where it's vessels that you don't need for Yontif, but some that you need for Yontif, that would be permissible to bring on Yontif. Mishnah Hey, Mishnah 5. A person may cover dry fruit that is scattered in the field for it to dry. One may cover them. If, let's say, it looks like it's going to rain, you can cover them with straw. Rabbi Huda says even more than that, a person can pile them up so that the actual dried fruit on top covers the dry fruit on the bottom. Continues the Mishnah, people who sell fruit, ksus, garments, vikelim, and vessels, they're allowed to sell clandestinely, and hiddenly for Yontif itself. That means to say, they only open the store partially, and they don't advertise their wares. The Gemara explains, just in addition to that, that if, let's say, the store opens up to an alleyway, or it opens up to a side street, then it's permissible to open it. But if it opens to Rosh Hashanah, to a public thoroughfare, then the halacha is you're not allowed to fully open it. You open one door, you don't unlock it prop, you don't unlock it fully, so that it doesn't seem like one is open for business as usual. Hatzayadim, trappers that trap birds, or maybe fishermen, ve'adashashas, threshers, ve'hagrusas, people that grind different types of legumes, beans and things like that, oisin b'tzina l'tzarech hamoed, it's permissible for them to do things clandestinely, in hiding, not publicly, because they make a lot at a time, and people will suspect that they're making it, even for stuff that they don't need on Yontif. Rabbi Yossi says, hey mechmir alatzman, the craftsmen themselves, even though it's permissible for them to sell in a quiet fashion, they themselves accept it upon themselves not to do work whatsoever on Chol HaMoed. And Chazal teach us that a person who doesn't work on Chol HaMoed is definitely, it's commendable, it shows the proper respect for Yontif, and they only see a siman bracha, they only see blessing from the fact that they don't work. Wishing you a beautiful, successful upcoming day and a wonderful end of your week.